Friends, now we'll discuss about financing of mergers and acquisitions. What are the instruments used for financing the merger and acquisition? What are the stages where the financing is happening? As far as India is concerned, we will have discussion on these topics, and our objective is to understand how mergers and acquisitions are financed in Indian context only, examine the legal and regulatory financial strategy, understand advantages, limitations, and risk associated with it. With this, role of technology is also important, and we will, in compliance with that, we will evaluate the financing structure using the real world Indian example also. So we are focusing only on three aspects. One is a cash, second is equity, and third one is a loan capital. These are the only three options for financing merger and acquisitions. Okay, so let us start with introduction, where it is said that in India, the choice of financing is particularly critical because interplay between the corporate strategy and a complex regulatory environment. It is governed by Companies Act, SEBI, RBI, and Insolvency and that is IBC. Then financing by way of cash. We will see how the cash is used for financing merger and acquisition. The source of the cash for merger and acquisition. What is source? Source one is internal accrual and reserve. Second, sale of non-core assets. Next will be vendor financing, deferred consideration. Then bridge financing, that is short-term loan. Bridge financing means short-term loan. Then escrow arrangement. Now, these are the sources of the cash financing. What is the advantages of the cash financing? Advantage is there will be a certainty and speed of the transaction. Another advantage is attractive to the shareholders. Another advantage, there is no dilution of the control. And structure is a simple. These are the advantages of the cash financing. There are certain limitations also for cash financing. These limitations are liquidity strain, availability of the cash is also large cash is not at all possible. Okay, then there will be leverage risk if cash is borrowed. The acquirer faces the higher interest burden. Another limitation is a foreign exchange risk. If the acquisition is overseas, cash payment to the foreign currency exposes the acquirer to exchange rate volatility. Then tax implications. Cash payouts may be regular higher tax incidence for the seller as compared to the stock consideration, sometimes making cash deals less tax efficient. Technology and system in cash financing. Digital banking and compliance for platform are used. Then escrow management system, that is escrow account, is used for settlement. Then e-payment and SWIFT-based transfers and the automated compliance reporting. For all these events, there is a technology and systems are used. Right? Now, the illustrative Indian example is HDFC and HDFC Bank. Or it may consider Adani Group acquisition, where the cash management properly it is done through the cash. Then equity capital. After cash, there will be equity capital. Meaning and relevance of the equity capital, as you are aware, this, unlike the cash financing, equity shares, equity means shares, shifts a part of acquisition risk to the target shareholders and the investors. Since the value realization depends on the future performance of the combined entity. In India, Equity is a popular choice in mergers, amalgamation, and large-scale acquisition where cash requirements are substantial or where acquirers wish to conserve the liquidity and maintain the debt capacity. Now, modes of equity financing. How equity financing? What is the modus operandi of equity financing? One, share for share exchange, that is stock swaps. Number two, preferential allotment of the shares. Number two, then issuance of the right shares. Number three, then qualified institutional placement, that is QIP. Depository receipt, that is ADR, GDR. This is also one of the options, that is for the large companies. Then equity linked instruments are issued, that is hybrid, which may be warrants, compulsory convertible debentures, that is CCDs, or compulsory convertible preference shares, CCPs. They are issued to raise the funds for acquisition. Then regulatory framework, Companies Act 2013, SEBI ICDR regulation, SEBI SAST regulation, SEBI LODR regulation, and FEMA regulations. These are the regulatory compliance requirement. Advantages of equity financing is it preserves the liquidity and debt capacity. It aligns the target shareholders with acquirers through the stock ownership. Can facilitate the large deal where cash resources are insufficient and increases the financial flexibility if the structured or hybrid instruments. Limitations of the equity financing, it is a ownership dilution, regulatory complexity, market volatility, lock-in and price restrictions are there. Illustrative examples are given here. You may please go through that. Easy to understand. Then loan capital. Loan capital refers to the financing merger and acquisition transactions through borrowed funds, which may be raised from the domestic banks, financial institution, or non-banking financial companies, that is NBFCs, private debt investors, or through the international borrowing, right? Unlike the equity financing, where ownership is diluted, loan capital provides the funds without altering the shareholding pattern. Though it is increases the acquirer leverages and repayment obligations. Special purpose acquisition companies, SPAC. The concept is special purpose acquisition companies is a corporate entity created exclusively for raising the capital. So, these are sometimes referred as a blank check companies since they do not have commercial operation at the time of their listing. Then, mechanism in merger and acquisition financing. SPAC raises the funds through IPO. Proceeds are placed in trust account. Upon approval by shareholders, the SPAC merged with the acquired and the target company, effectively taking it public. If no acquisition occurs within a stipulated time, usually 18 to 24 months, the funds are returned to the investors. Advantage of the loan financing is this, that this is a faster and a less complex route, and it provides the capital certainty for acquisitions. Also, it attracts the global investors, particularly institutional and private equity players. Right? Now then, SEBI has initiated a consultation on enabling the SPAC, especially considering the India's growing startup and digital ecosystem. Risk and challenges consist of the high risk on overvaluation or poor quality of the target, investor protection and governance concern, and regulatory uncertainty in Indian context. Now, leveraged buyout. What is leveraged buyout? The concept of the leveraged buyout is that it refers to acquisition of the company financed substantially by borrowed funds. So, there is a heavy debt. And with acquired company's assets and future cash flow being used as a collateral for the loan, the acquiring entity contributes relatively little equity, making leveraged buyout as highly leveraged financing technique. Now, mechanism of leveraged buyout in merger and acquisition financing is this: debt is raised from the banks, private equity firms, or bond market. Debt to equity ratio in leveraged buyout is often very high. Sometimes it is 70% to 80% to debt. Post acquisition, cash flow from the targets are used to service and repay the debt. If the business performs well, equity investors earn disproportionately high returns. Advantages is this, that this enables the acquisition without requiring the large upfront equity. It increases the financial discipline as debt and potentially high returns. In Indian context, the leveraged buyout faces the restriction due to the Companies Act 2013 and FEMA, which limits the financial assistance by Indian companies for acquisition of their own share. RBI's ECB, External Commercial Guidelines, imposes conditions on using the foreign loan for acquisitions. Despite these restrictions, the private equity investors often structure the quasi-LBO in India using the offshore entity and layered financing. There is a risk and challenge. Excessive debt can result into insolvency if the target is underperformed. And interest rate fluctuation increases the financial vulnerability. Regulatory hurdles in India limits the full-scale adoption of leveraged buyout process. Now, structured financing instruments. Structured financial refers to the customized financial solutions that pulls or repackages the assets and the cash flow to create an innovative instruments, providing the flexible funding options in mergers and acquisitions. These instruments combine feature of debt and equity balancing and risk returns. The types of structured instrument consist of Mangini financing. Mangini financing means it is hybrid from financing with the subordinated debts and the equity linked instruments like warrants. The investor earns the high return than the traditional debt due to the high risk exposure, and it is useful in bridging the financial gaps in acquisition. Convertible instruments like debentures and preference shares that can be converted into equity. Then scrutinization of the cash flow, future receivable, and common in infrastructure, merger and acquisition in India. Advantages are, it is tailor-made financing structure. Then it allows the participation of the different classes of investor and reduces the cost of the capital by balancing the debt and equity features. Risk and challenges, complete of complexity in valuation and structuring, the regulatory scrutiny due to the past misuse of exotic financial product, investors' awareness and legal enforceability. In Indian context, it is increasingly used by the private equity and venture capital funds. RBI regulates the securitization and its structured financing through the prudential norms. So, Mangini and convertible structures are common in Indian startup acquisition and private deals. Form of the loan capital in merger and acquisition. Forms of the loan consist of one is a bank loan. This is the traditional loan, right? Provided by the commercial bank and private sector banks. Debenture and bonds. Corporate often issues the non-convertible debentures or bonds to raise the debt capital for acquisition, right? Then leveraged buyouts, financing structure where the acquisition is largely funded through the debt secured against the assets and the future cash flow of the target company. While popular globally, leveraged buyout is in India is limited due to the regulatory restrictions. External commercial borrowing is key foreign currency option for merger and acquisitions for funding, but with the end-use restrictions. So, RBI ECB framework prohibits use of ECB proceeds for domestic equity investment, while allowing the broader corporate users, and has been periodic relaxation, particularly post-2019, on working capital general corporate purpose and the refinancing, including the stressed assets context. Distressed merger and acquisition, that is, IBC permits the acquisition of companies through COC approval and plans, resolution plans. RBI circular since 2019 enabled certain ECB users, ECB EJs, refinancing for companies under CIRP jurisdiction. The resolution plans, once approved by NCLT under Section 31 of IBC, then they are binding on the stakeholders for the government statutory dues. Indian corporates can access the international debt market under the RBI's ECB framework. Then ECB proceeds can be used for acquisition of companies abroad or refinancing the subject of the sectoral restrictions and end-use norms. For instance, RBI has prohibited ECB proceeds from being directly used for the domestic share acquisition, although indirect structure may be permitted in specific cases. The structured finance for the mezzanine debt combines features for the debt and equity, often includes the convertible debenture, preference shares or subordinated debts, and used when the traditional bank financing is insufficient or when it is risk sharing required. Regulatory aspects in India. RBI and FEMA regulators, FEMA regulations are controlling the merger and acquisitions for the cross-border debt financing. Then SEBI regulations, that is disclosure of encumbrances, pledges and debt raises promoters to fund the acquisition is mandatory. Competition Act 2002 is highly leveraged deals, and it must also consider whether the financing structure triggers the combination filing with the Competition Commission of India. Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, that is IBC. Then advantages of local capital. No ownership dilution happens. Tax shield will be there. Flexibility will be certain because loan terms can be negotiated. Then faster execution, that is debt financing, particularly bridge the loan, and that can be arranged quickly as compared to the equity issuance. Risk and limitations consist of high leverage, then covenant restrictions, that is loan agreement, and often imposes the conditions on the dividend payouts, right, for further borrowing also and asset sales. That is why covenant restrictions are there. Then refinancing risk will be there. Regulatory hurdles will definitely there, then Indian and global examples, you can see the Adani Group's acquisition, including Ambuja Cements and ACC. That is Indian example. Global example, you can see the Dell and EMC acquisition was one of the largest leveraged buyout in history, funded significantly by debt and bond issuance. Technical and system development consists of central registry for securitization, asset reconstruction and security interests, that is CERSAI. Use of fintech platform and digital loan syndication network is emerging in India for faster structuring of acquisition finance. With this, we conclude our discussion on the topic. Thank you very much.